Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Time now for us to overview the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 8th to the 12th. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the stories and the people, courtesy of the folks who participate with me every weekday morning on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, DJV, Victoria Keelan. Instead of Jennifer Horn being here this week, she's off. Jay Kirshner is here, who's a new enterprising member of the DJV squad, so we could call it the DJV show. Just thinking about that. Yeah. All right, so Jay will participate, and so will Victoria, and you with your thoughts, et cetera, et cetera. And we may even send you to our to the social media page to have some input on some of these stories, some of the things that we've had this week as they apply to the top 10 stories and people on the list, as a matter of fact. At number 10 on the people list, actually it's a tie between The Boss and Larry Flint. The passing of Larry Flint and then the regurgitation of all the things that he did that people thought were despicable during his life. He was responsible for lots of familiar magazines. How's that? Pretty good, huh? And there's been a lot of talk about him since, well, through his whole life. He's just been a contrarian. And he was a smut king, porn king, however you want to call it. But his passing was of note, for sure. Then more of note, you're the New Jerseyan here, Victoria, so you can talk about the Bruce getting accosted and, it seems, abused by some local constabularies there. And that's why people are talking about him.
Yeah, and this is, unfortunately, this has made national news and has really damaged Bruce Springsteen's reputation. What happened was he was riding his motorcycle. There's a state park about 2 miles north of where I am on the Jersey Shore. And he was riding his motorcycle up along the coast. And some fans, I guess, recognized him. He doesn't hide. He's sort of out and about a lot in the area.
Yeah.
And so some fans recognized him. They flagged him over. They asked if he would pull over and take pictures. He pulled his motorcycle over. He was sitting on it. It was parked. He took some pictures. One of the fans, to say thank you, gave him a shot of tequila. They were there. They were drinking and whatever. So he took a shot of tequila, and then he got busted immediately by the park rangers. So he took the breathalyzer test, and he blew a .02. In New Jersey, you have to have more than .08 level of alcohol in your system in order to be considered driving under the influence. He had only a quarter of that. And then the report said he was swaying and he was glassy-eyed and all this. At .02, he just took a shot. No one is swaying and glassy-eyed. So a lot of people locally here are very skeptical that these are some park rangers who just wanted to make a name for themselves. Unfortunately, though, what happened is this happened back in November. But, he's had his Jeep, he has a new Jeep ad that aired during the Super Bowl, and it was the most popular ad of the night, and it was a really wonderful message, and big deal for Jeep to have Bruce sign on to, you know, to work with them. And so they've had to pull that because of the drinking and driving implications, which I understand. I get that. You're a motor company. You don't want to promote drinking and driving. I get it. But the problem, though, is that when he goes to court, this will most likely get tossed out, because how can you get charged with DWI if your blood alcohol isn't even at the limit? So I'm not sure. And, someone actually said yesterday that maybe, Bruce is very public with his politics. There's a very good chance that the park rangers didn't like his politics because he, was very anti-Trump. So there's a possibility that that played into it as well.
Lots of penny-ante politics and foolishness going on, I think, from my point of view. All right, number 9. They focus on Xi Jinping, who is the leader of China, and that because of the call he got this week from Joe Biden, and then the focus in our country afterwards, what are we going to do, how are we going to do it. This guy he's nothing, he's dirt as far as I'm concerned, and I don't even like talking about him because of that. It's just, why dig myself a hole? I'm just going to keep moving. Mark Cuban is number 8 on the people list this week, and he's got something very interesting going on that has been started. You were talking about that on our the technology segment you do on the DJV program. So give us the background of that, will you please, Victoria?
Well, he's in the news for two reasons. The larger reason is because he said that the national anthem may not be played in the next season of the Dallas Mavericks games. That's the real reason why he's on this list. Secondarily, and I think that actually we didn't talk about this on the DJV show, but I think that he's on to something there. If you want to eliminate the controversy and the constant negotiations of do the players have to stand, can they take a knee, can you know what are the rules, and it seems to just get everybody so worked up about you know how people react or protest the national anthem. So Mark Cuban says none of this has anything to do with basketball. He's not wrong. I never understand why it all has to happen with sports, but he says you know what, we may just eliminate that entire section of the game and just play the game and that's it, and we take away the controversy. And so obviously some people were on his side and other people were against it, so that's why you know
all
he
right.
was in the
so Jay,
but the audio ahead. Aspect of it, he's also starting a podcasting app called Fireside, so that's the secondary one.
Right. All right, Jay, let's ask on our social media, Twitter and Facebook, et cetera, at DJV Show, about the politics, but whether people would prefer to sing or hear the national anthem before sporting events and public events, or pledge allegiance to the flag, or hear America the Beautiful, or do nothing, but let's get started with the game. Maybe
yeah.
that just you can come up with some variant on that.
I like it. Weigh in on this at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Right. That's the deal. Okay, let's see. Next up is Dr. Fauci. He's number 7 on the people list this week from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at where we have it posted. I think we have it on our Facebook page. Jay, where do we put it on our regular website? I think we posted there.
Sorry, what was the question? I started last question.
Where do we find the charts? I think we put them up on Facebook, and we also put them on the website.
Yes, they'll be up on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
There you go. Okay, so the complete list. So, anyway, Dr. Fauci, number 7 on the people list, because he's always on the list. It seems there has been for the past year.
Well, this week he made a video for people to see how to properly double mask, and that kind of went viral because a lot of people have been there's been some confusion naturally with the double mask sort of recommendation, and then so Fauci showed how you can, if you're wearing one of the medical masks, one of those blue masks, then how you can make that tighter around your ears and tuck the sides in so there isn't that huge gap, you know, of where air can fly in, and then you cover that medical mask with a cloth mask. So he's trying to get the word out, and some people are. I've seen a lot of people on social media using the double mask now, which is good. And you know, it's a lot more protection, so I think that's really good. Unless you have a mask like Lewis and I have, the Halo Life mask, and that has a nano filter built in, and that's actually a mask where you really shouldn't do a double because it's the mask itself is very sealed to your face, so you don't really need it. And the company sent out an email actually saying, hey, our mask is not designed to be doubled up. So you have to just kind of know what you're wearing.
Right. All right. So the other people on the list, Matt Gaetz and Josh Hawley, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, Bruce Castor, David Shane, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Okay, those are all lists of the people as we continue with our overview of the people list and the story list. So having completed the top 10 people list, in a moment we'll get to the stories that are on the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
All right, let's move back into the fold here. 17 after, this is the weekend, the week in review in terms of the official news talk radio overview that comes from Talkers Magazine every week. And if I look at the story list, I think we can pass over a number of them. Well, the first two, number 10, events in India and Myanmar, which may have been in a normal world much more discussable and of interest than it is, but we're not in a normal world. But for those of you who aren't following it, Myanmar is kind of in chaos. The military have taken over there, and so there are a lot of people watching to see whose influence, the area of dominant influence, can be the Chinese, the Russians, the Americans, or who, you know, under the circumstances. Number 9 is the Springsteen thing. Number 8 is a focus on race relations. And I think the big story here, if I may, ladies, this week is the one that came out of the trial for the guy, the fired officer, Chauvin, who held his knee to George Floyd's neck. Apparently, he agreed to a plea deal. A couple of days after the Floyd death, he would have gone to jail for 10 years. But William Barr said, are you kidding? We're not going to do that. So he nixed it. And that's why Chauvin is now on charge on trial for second-degree murder. I guess the trial starts next
month. This is confusing to me. So which would have been worse for Chauvin? Because I read that the plea
bargain... He gets convicted of murder. He goes to jail for 20 years.
Right, but he was attempting to plea guilty to third-degree murder, right?
Right, 10 years.
And that would have been 10 years. So now
Barr
he faces second-degree murder.
Right, and 20 years.
Okay.
Because Barr said nothing, said no to the deal, which was very appropriate, I thought. And so there ought to be, but you see, that story has been well told because the news media doesn't want to play anybody from the Trump administration in a good light. I think that was a
Well, I don't know if that's the case, though, because a lot of people, even local news, but even local news, the reason that William Barr said no to that is because it was, here's the real problem. William Barr was correct to say no to that plea deal. It was only like 2 days later. It was within days of the murder that he was already offered a plea deal.
Well,
and so William Barr,
bunch up there.
Well, that's the real story. William Barr said, wait a minute, we're not doing any plea deals. This is way too early in the investigation. That's what his direct quote was.
But the impact of it is that instead of getting 10 years, which was the plea deal, that may be very true. You may probably be right about that. But now he faces 20 years, and he's going to be found guilty, even
if they
in a
can
place...
convict. Yeah.
Well, I mean, how can they not convict him?
Well, because
for God's sake, look at the pictures.
I know, but here's the thing: there's a big difference in the sentencing between premeditated murder and murder that happens spontaneously. And so that's
but
originally.
They can draw the conclusion. Remember, this guy's been was known. They knew.
I'm just saying,
guy.
I don't really trust. I don't trust that. I don't trust prosecutors. You know, look what happened with Breonna Taylor and that grand jury that's now suing that prosecutor, saying, you know, like, you didn't even present us with murder options. I just do not trust that anything is going to be on the up and up.
All right. 21 after the hour here in the DJV program. Our talk radio review is underway.
A Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Friday 3 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio for the past week from the eyes and the mind and the ears of the folks on the DJV program. Jennifer Warren off this week. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. What do we have in social media, Jay, that may reflect on some of these conversations we've had already and conversations to be had, if you will?
Well, Mark Cuban with the Mavericks, whether or not to do the national anthem, that question has been posted. It is up on Facebook and Twitter. Going to get that on Instagram. I think that's a valid question. Do you want to hear any kind of song before the game, or do you just want them to get started? America the Beautiful, I feel like, can be played a lot of times before the national anthem. My personal belief, the Pledge of Allegiance, that just seems weird. Play a song or don't play a song. Let's not do a chant.
Yeah. Okay. A chant.
Yeah, weigh in on that at DJV show.
I've never heard of the Pledge of Allegiance referred to as a chant. I pledge allegiance.
Actually,
to the flag.
I've never heard that either, but it is when you think about it.
Yeah. Rah, rah, America. How about that? Let's just do that. Rah, rah, shush, goombah. Rah, rah,
stand
America.
Stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight. And then you'll have somebody there. Don't tell
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory, victory is our cry. Any of that stuff. Number 6 on the story list is the focus on social media bias. So I'd like you both to weigh in on this. Jay, you certainly have an expertise in social media and now in charge of our social media, the DJV program, and our web and all that other stuff, communication from the outside world to us, if you will. So what sort of bias is, both of you have been talking about this on the air on the DJV program this week, the bias that seems to be political in some circumstances, but does it, maybe the better question here is, does it reflect on some of the same biases we see in society? People's intolerance for race, the kinds of things, you know, freedom. We had this conversation on DJV a couple times this week, the freedom of speech thing and whether or not it applies to private companies. And the answer is no, it doesn't, but it still feels like it ought to because these companies are so big they almost feel like they're public entities, right?
It does feel that way. Yeah, it does feel like they're more utility than private company for sure.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So under the circumstances, are they going to be allowed to predicate what it is or legislate what it is? I mean, we just were talking about somebody having stuff pulled down a few minutes ago. How closely are they? Well, I guess my question is, how closely, who's watching this stuff, and how are they monitoring each individual with his or her comments?
Well, I feel like some of it is their algorithm and their computers that are just flagging keywords, but then they're not seeing how the keywords are being used. Years ago, I had a Facebook page I was working on flagged and temporarily shut down because it said we were using bullying behavior when we were trying to offer help to people who might know somebody or might themselves be going through struggling with eating disorders. Mm-hmm. It was giving them a platform of different help articles and how they can address with the people they loved, and that was flagged just because of keywords that it was bullying behavior. And I think that they need to actually get those computers a little bit smarter and see how words are being used. If somebody is sharing an opinion that people don't agree with, that is one thing, and opinions are opinions. That should be allowed. But when your opinion is attacking somebody, that's when it draws the line.
Let's take a minute, because that's what we got here, to take apart the Gina Carano posting. She was pushed off of social media and got fired from her job on The Mandalorian because she posted she said being a conservative in modern America is like being Jewish in Nazi Germany, and apparently Disney didn't like that, and a lot of other people didn't either. Mm-hmm. So
she's still
booted.
She has not been kicked off social media. She just got fired by Disney. They had plans to do another spin-off series with her. So that's over. But you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. got booted from Instagram this week too, and that's for vaccine misinformation. So it's happening on the left and the right. I know the topic here is social media bias, but this is happening to a lot of people. And Jay's right. A lot of it is the keyword searching. A lot of it is the keywords.
Yeah. All right. So we probably object to a lot of it. We object to if we understand how it works. Up next, as we continue our review of the top stories, the economy, what's going on in the economy at 28 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, with the states in the U.S. making recreational marijuana legal, veterinarians have seen a rise in marijuana poisoning cases in dogs and cats. While marijuana has an important medical role for chronically ill and can provide a fun high for recreational users, it can make pets very, very sick. The active ingredient in marijuana that is responsible for the high, called Delta-9 THC, it is this compound that binds to receptors in the brain in both dogs and humans. It's also a compound which causes toxicity in pets. The most common way that pets are exposed to marijuana is through smoke. People who get high on a regular basis in a particular location, like a bedroom, will accumulate quite a bit of THC in the air, the walls, the carpeting, and the bedding. Some people blow pot and smoke into the face of their dogs. This is a horrible idea. Pets that have been exposed to marijuana often exhibit what's called CNS depression and can show a variety of signs, the most common being just being lethargy, staggering, and hyperactivity. So don't give your pets pot. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, closing fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See deposit letter, license in all 50 states, and NLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The calls for New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down are getting louder as his bungling of the state's coronavirus response may have cost over 15,000 people with their lives. The subsequent cover-up revealed by an aide last week has many infuriated. USA Radio News Dan Araki reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing increasing pressure to resign following an aide's admission that the state covered up the true death toll due to COVID in the state's nursing homes. Some have also questioned whether the death toll was worsened by a decision to try to ease pressure on the state's hospital system by barring nursing homes from refusing to take on people who had COVID-19. New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin questions that decision, telling Fox News that it was unnecessary because of the resources the federal government was making available.
Because President Trump, the administration, had sent the USNS Comfort, because the Javits Center became this massive field hospital, there was no reason to be placing all of these infected patients with healthy nursing home residents. Governor Cuomo had already stated his awareness that coronavirus was so deadly for seniors. So it wasn't like this nursing home directive came before Governor Cuomo was publicly telling New Yorkers that there was this increased issue for seniors.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A number of bills in New York State aimed at making long-term care facilities safer are currently at the committee stage. The bills aim at addressing a number of issues, including oversight, transparency, and communication. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to our talk radio overview at 34 after the hour. The charts for the week of February 8th to the 12th from Talkers Magazine, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You find these lists there as well. We posted them on our Facebook page and social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Our website, it's djvshow.com, where you can find podcasts of the program. If you're new to it, you want to check it out, help yourself to all the podcasts at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The economy is number 5 on the overview. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program. So we're talking about it from the perspective of what we've said this week about some of these issues. And in terms of the economy, we've had, is that Reddit thing with GameStop, is that over, or is that translated into buying cannabis stocks?
Well,
because the stock market did pretty well this week again.
Yes, and the GameStop Reddit stuff, that is all kind of, people are still licking their wounds. A lot of people suffered huge losses in just 24 hours, but that same subreddit group went after cannabis stock this week, and it didn't have as big of an impact as the GameStop and AMC Theater, but they still, you know, blew those stocks way up. I mean, the stocks were up like 25-35%, and then 24 hours later they had leveled out. So I don't know if anybody maybe short sold and made some money, but it's kind of, I think we're just going to keep seeing this pattern.
Yeah.
And this Reddit group just keeps, it's a Wall Street Reddit group or Wall Street something, Ciders or whatever. It's a retail, they call them retail investors. Basically, it means you're not a professional. And so I think that's going to happen more and more.
Yep. All right. So there are other things going on that are affecting how we are economically. Certainly the COVID is the number one culprit here. Not quite sure because there's been back and forth between the Republicans and Democrats on the COVID relief bill, $1.9 trillion. Republicans don't seem to want to get into that high a number. The job markets are showing signs of improvement. So that, I think unemployment this week was at 6.4%, which means it's actually 12% because they only report those people who are collecting, not the people who have gone through the system. The system is kind of convoluted at the moment. Nobody really quite knows what's going on. I think nobody quite knows what's going on in government, period, you know, in terms of a lot of this stuff. I was trying to fill out my PPP form yesterday for forgiveness and the rules, and then fill out another one for the new program for this business. And the difference, the confusion, the IRS's input, the Feds, generally speaking, the rules are so inconsistent. Many of you who are listening to me, if you've gone to your bank and tried to fill this stuff out, the bankers are pulling their hair out because the rules have changed dramatically from the first one when there really weren't pretty much any rules at all. Just, we'll give you money, send us an application, here you go. And now the interpretation of the rules has become very finite. At least I found that to be the case. So, but if you are in a small business, you got less than 300 employees, absolutely apply for the PPP loan. It certainly is worth the effort and the time. And, you know, there are a lot of us who need this sort of thing because we've had real serious blips, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45% off in income year to year. And that certainly has affected the economy a lot of different ways. But it's interesting because it hasn't affected the automobile business. It hasn't, and the pent-up demand that you can see whenever, like, they've changed this week a lot of the rules in various states around the country to how many people can go to the restaurant or how much the restaurant's now gone from 25 in Massachusetts to 40 or 45%. Some states higher than that. I think Florida is up to 60, isn't it, or 80 or something. I think they've changed that. What about in where you two are? In Jay, in Nashville, what are the rules regarding being in public and having, you know, restaurants, if that's what you're going to do? You look for, I mean, that's a big sign.
Yeah, restaurants are about 50% capacity. People have to wear masks, but nothing's enforced. That's one of the things. And Davidson County, the county where Nashville is much different than the surrounding counties. It's almost like things have been way more lax for everyone else, but Nashville is still kind of strict. So you have people who are always commuting to Nashville.
A big tourist outfit.
So it's like you have people coming from all different places with different rules coming to this place where the rules are a little bit more strict, yet nothing is enforced.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah, right? Lovely.
That's a great lesson for children. All right, well, you are Victoria in New Jersey. What's the story with either relaxing the rules, people paying attention to the rules? What are the rules?
Well, indoor dining has gone from 25 to 35% capacity. They're basing it on the hospital capacity, the number of new cases, things like that. Our hospitals, we have a lot of hospitals right where I am in Monmouth County, New Jersey, that are at capacity in the ICU. So, it went up to 35%. The bars are still closed, so you can't like hang out in a bar, but you can go to the restaurant and sit at the table. And so we'll see where it goes. I mean, essentially everything our governor has done, you know, he says if there's a huge spike, then the numbers, the capacity goes back down again. So it's just really a kind of a wait and see.
Well, it is, unfortunately, again, it's leadership. And that plays into the second half of this. Part B is the situation with our education system and how it's crumbling. It isn't just broken. It's crumbling. Kids not in school. They ought to be in school. The teachers' unions around the country, especially in the bigger cities and suburbs close to the big cities, are running amok, getting away with murder, not literally,
well,
Chicago,
but you
know what I'm saying.
That's been the big one, teachers' union. But they finally agreed. They're going back to the classroom. So that should be happening really soon.
They should go back to the classroom or not get paid. This is the last year many districts have paid teachers and they haven't done much of anything. You know, people say, ah, that's terrible. How can you say that about teachers? Our teachers worked hard. Yeah, okay. If yours did, I don't know what the measure of working hard is. I know it's difficult sometimes with these Zoom things to be organized, but I know in my district there are plenty of teachers. If they worked an hour a day, that was a lot. And I am tired of paying. It's kind of like paying for putting money into government for nothing.
Right, they're lucky because I have two of my closest girlfriends are teachers, one in Manhattan and one in Ohio in Cincinnati, and they have been working nonstop. I mean, they're running, they've been run ragged, and they both work for private schools, so maybe there's a difference there.
There is the difference. That's it.
But
they're not unionized. The unions mess up more than you can imagine, and not in the interest of the children. They're all worried about themselves getting sick. Kids aren't going to get sick because the kids basically don't get COVID. They're all worried about themselves. And that's a pretty crappy way to look at the responsibility you have as a teacher. I don't call them educators. I call them teachers because there's a difference in my mind, level of involvement, if you will, in the pursuit. All right, so that's number five. Number four, our relationship with China. Again, making reference to the call that Joe Biden made over to Xi Jinping this week and then saying afterwards we got to hold them accountable. Whatever that means, and it maybe is too early to judge what it means, but there are a lot of people in this country who are whopping mad more than that. Their lives have been destroyed, their businesses have been destroyed because China released the virus, period, end of story. And the World Health Organization even sort of pointed to that a little bit this week, didn't they? In a short-circuited way.
Well, their report is that it jumped from animals to humans. That's what their official conclusion is, which, you know, you and I don't agree with. I don't believe that at all. Not a word of it.
Okay. Number three, in my mind, is probably the most important thing that we have to deal with. Number two and number one have to do with the impeachment and the insurrection investigation. And you can say what you will about that. We'll spend a good deal of time talking about the COVID situation when we continue on here. 42 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
A focus on News Talk Radio, the format that is the most popular. There was an article in the New York Times and I think the Washington Post this week, I don't know if you ladies saw it or not, about how right-wing radio has ruined the country and yada, yada, and you'd expect that from them. The normal program we do, or the DJV program, is not right-wing, left-wing, any-wing. We have representation thoughts on all kinds of things, but it doesn't become it isn't our big mission. Our mission is to talk about things that will help you, at least on the DJV program. And I think focusing on number three, here for a few minutes is probably the best way to serve a lot of people that may not hear the program through the week. And as I said, you can get snippets of the program with our podcast that we produce every day, or you can listen to the program during the course of the day, as you will, at djvshow.com or dougstefan.com, or you go to various outlets. The podcasts are wherever you get your podcasts. As far as the show is concerned itself, yeah, go to dougstefan.com/djvshow. Okay, so the word that I would come to you with when it comes to COVID testing, wearing masks, all of the things that have become part of the public discourse, the thing that's hardest to swallow for most people is this absolutism. You must have a test. You must have the vaccine. You must wear a mask. Now, we may agree among us that that's the smartest thing to do, but there are a lot of people who don't think that that's the smartest thing to do. Whether they're smart or not, you know, we can make our judgments one way or another. But I remember when the AIDS crisis started in the early 80s, when many people on the radio, in public service, wherever, where doctors even were calling for all gay men to stop having sex. Just stop, because you needed to have abstinence in order not to spread the AIDS virus. And then later on we found out it was spread a lot by needles and other ways, and so that all stuff kind of died away. But the first reaction, you know, there are oftentimes fat people who are obese. You know, there are all kinds of fat diets. You know, get rid of the fat, get rid of the carbohydrates, you know, and that stuff all goes away, gets washed away. So is there, in this circumstance, is that stuff, the things that I was just talking about, wear a mask,
I think it's so great that you just brought that up, and that's such a perfect analogy of comparing this to the initial response to the AIDS crisis, which was ridiculous to say, oh, well, gay men just need to stop having sex, okay. But the interesting thing is, here we are.
Well, a lot of them did because they were afraid.
Well, right. But 30 years later, there's no vaccine for AIDS. There's still no, you know, but there's treatment.
There are drugs if you have it.
Right. And then so the interesting thing, though, is we should take a lesson, actually, from the AIDS epidemic, because masks are the new condoms. People realize, health officials realize, okay, so we're not going to develop a vaccine because this virus mutates way too quickly. And that might also be similar to COVID-19, all the mutations that we're seeing, the variants. And then essentially what happened, what eradicated AIDS from the mainstream were condoms, safe sex practices.
Yeah, right.
Wearing a mask is the new safe sex. It's just
so
that simple.
Let's take one step further. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, UMass has banned outdoor walks. No,
what?
You can't. You cannot walk outside. The only way you can get exercise is to go to the cafeteria. You're allowed to go to the cafeteria to access food, and you can go get your COVID test twice a week. Other than that, you have to stay inside. That's
wow.
Their latest. That's how they're going to deal with it.
That makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all. But a lot of that's what I'm making.
Yeah,
that's point I'm making here. A lot of the stuff that's coming out of this is completely ludicrous.
Right.
And yet, you know, we see the case is the number of the people in the news media here in our country and around the world who keep saying these are the number of people who have died. Well, you know what? Those numbers are subject to question, and I'm talking about serious question. So then you bring into question the pack mentality of closing everything down and building up all this stuff. You can't travel. You can't do this. You can't do that. And basically
college
shutting
kids
us down.
Should be outside with a mask on, hanging out outside. Because if they're inside, they're not wearing masks and they're having sex. So think about that.
I mean, students walking across a campus doesn't present any risk to another student.
Exactly. Right.
If you're 6 feet away. All right, so there we have our overview of COVID. Then the stories and the people. Thank you, ladies. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, it's time for our overview of the hot hits when it comes to technology. Victoria is on top of all that. Victoria Keeling with Doug Steffen, and we go through the top five, starting at number five, which is a focus on a lot of people's favorite guy when it comes to Shark Tank and basketball and being creative, Mark Cuban. What's he doing?
Yeah, he made news this week because he is getting involved in audio and podcasting, and he and a co-founder of his, Fallon Fatimi, they're planning on launching a service called Fireside. They describe it as a next-generation podcast platform that facilitates live conversation. If any of that sounds familiar, you're listening to exactly what he's describing right now. So I don't know why it isn't just called radio, because that's what that is. Right, but anyway... Yeah. They're claiming that this is going to be something new and different, and he said we're going to say goodbye to current media platform limitations created by one-way conversations and a lack of interactivity. So they said that they're going to level the playing field by empowering creators based on what they have to say, not how loud they yell. So it's we're not really sure what that means, but they said that this is probably going to launch by the end of the year. So they're kind of cherry picking certain podcasters to be in the founding Fireside spots. So we'll see if they get any big names to draw attention to it.
Number four is a focus on Instagram and an announcement from them this week.
Yep, Instagram's toughening its stance on hate speech in direct messages. These are private messages that any two people can send to each other if they are both either following each other or publicly following someone. And so the apparently it's gotten really bad with anti-Semitic language and all kinds of hate speech based on religion and race, and it's gotten really ugly in the DMs. And so in the UK, the situation's gotten so bad there that soccer stars bars, which they're always targeted because, you know, the UK soccer fans are just insane. So, but soccer stars have been targeted with racist abuse on Instagram after losing a match. And so the mayor of Greater Manchester insisted that something be done about this. And so Instagram is listening. And so you better watch what you say in DMs.
Number three, moving our way up to number one, a net neutrality news scope.
Yeah, we haven't heard about net neutrality in a couple of years, and so now it's back in the focus. The Justice Department, the new Justice Department, or the, you know, the current administration, has dropped the 2018 lawsuit that challenged California's net neutrality rules. Essentially, what happened was in 2017, the Trump FCC Commission voted to repeal the Obama Internet regulations, which essentially banned AT&T and Verizon from charging more money to people who live in rural areas, and essentially they, net neutrality means everything's neutral, the playing field is leveled, everybody gets the same speed, everybody gets the same service. So for whatever reason, the FCC under Trump did not think that that was right, and so they repealed it. And California said, well, we're going to do our own thing anyway. And so then the Justice Department under Trump sued them. Now that lawsuit has been dropped. So California is now back to having net neutrality, which is good news, especially during a pandemic where a lot of people are needing to work from home and needing to have homeschooling. So, and I think that the rest of the country is probably going to follow suit with this.
Number two is a focus on that damn Russian hack.
Yeah, this was, this is huge. So the Russian hack, which, you know, called SolarWinds, that name really probably didn't make many major headlines, but everyone knows it as the Russian hack. This went after government networks. It went after private businesses. It was just huge. Over 250 organizations were targeted and hit. The problem, though, is we still don't even know exactly what they did. So these digital spies basically penetrated every level of all of these organizations, and they're still trying to figure out what exactly they did, what they did. They implant something? Did they take something? We don't know. And so there's a cybersecurity firm called FireEye that came out pretty strong this week saying, well, wait a minute, all the way back in 2019, we showed you, meaning the U.S. government, we showed you exactly how this would happen, and no one did anything about it. Now, here we are, cut to 2 years later, and the U.S. government response to the hack has come under fire because we basically haven't done anything. So Marco Rubio and Mark Warner, in a bipartisan effort, have sent letters to the heads of the FBI and the National Security Agency asking for what is the actual response we need to know.
All right. Number one, the
more hackers.
Go ahead, take it away.
All right, more hackers. So hackers successfully infiltrated the computer system controlling a water treatment facility this week in the city of Oldsmar, Florida. What they did was they raised the levels of sodium hydroxide, commonly known as lye, and that in the water, that is essentially can kill you because it's the same corrosive material in Drano. Luckily, they found it before it hit the public water supply, but scary stuff.
Yeah, it is. Too much of that stuff floating around. All right, there they are, the top five stories this week from the, actually, February 8th through the 12th. That's the list. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.